Well, every couple of weeks we catch up with the good folk at B Bendigo, helping our economy. And a relative new member to the team is their new engagement manager, and that is Wayne Tobin. And he joins us on the wake-up call this morning. Wayne, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Very well indeed. So an engagement manager, is this like you marry a business to another business and then consummate the relationship? Is that...
not quite.
Okay. Well, tell us what the role's about.
Basically, in the role, we build relationships with our existing B Bendigo members and partners. And you're right to a degree. In some cases, we may have some businesses having a challenge in a certain area, and we can pair them up with other businesses to help solve that problem as well. So,
the whole idea of business to business and, you know, getting businesses speaking to other businesses, I mean... Even competitive businesses, there's an old saying, isn't it, that your enemy is only your enemy if you're not talking to them. And I think from a general consensus, it's the way to go, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think sharing best practice in between industry and trade, you can only learn from feedback from your partners, absolutely. So the more we communicate with each other, the more we can have businesses attend networking events to share their successes and challenges, I think the more prosperous community we're going to have in that business segment in Bendigo.
I think that you know, any area, any regional area like Central Victoria, for instance, is economically always at the, depending what happens nationally and internationally and all that sort of stuff. But how much can we control our own little pond as well within that bigger picture?
Yeah, and look, Bendigo is a really vibrant business community, and each year we've got around $14.6 billion in gross revenue from this district, which is amazing in itself. So there's some other key tools that we do have, and one is the localised business directory platform, where businesses can actually upload what they do, what they sell, what they're about, so we can shop more locally, because each year around about 50% is spent outside of the Bendigo economy. So if we can turn that around even 5 or 10%, it's going to greatly increase that revenue that we're currently generating through the Bendigo business community. So that's just one other tool, a localised online platform to link up business to business more efficiently.
Yeah. What about online purchasing? How does that affect, and how much does that affect an area like Central Victoria by comparison to A, the metropolitan areas, or B, the broader Australian business picture?
We're seeing a lot more happen in that space online. A lot of businesses are operating from home now compared to 10 or 15 years ago. So I think we've all got to be mindful that it's not always a shopfront business that you can see. There's a lot of people working from home and working in that online space. But we still need to be able to connect with those businesses and have the awareness piece there. And there's still occasions where purchasers do need to sit down and talk to a business owner or a salesperson as well. I think that's just something we've got to keep an eye on for the future, Mark, and it will always change and evolve in the business space for sure.
But certainly local businesses, I guess, you know, not too long ago, it would be seen that a local business could miss out to a big multinational or a big online sort of business as well, but now more and more locally are also embracing the whole online sales as well.
Definitely. And I think we've all got to be aware. Look, social media plays a big part in the goods and services segment here in Bendigo as well. When people are having a really good experience, you'll hear about that and where to go to. And I think platforms like Localise can only help support a future increase in the economy here in the business spend. So,
yeah,
I think we've all got to be mindful of that. That seems to be the way of the future. And we've all just got to be prepared to move with change, for sure.
So even with the online thing, putting that aside, the most important thing locally is the big right hand of Wayne Tobin, who's going to get out there and shake the paws of other people and work on the engagement aspect of B Bendigo. Would that be a fair assumption?
Absolutely. And look, a big part of the role is to build our current membership base from our members and partners. If we can keep working to increase the membership base, that can enable B Bendigo to do a lot more in the way of programs, leadership programs, events, and education for business. So So absolutely, I'll be out there and meeting many businesses and look forward
Good
to
stuff.
It.
Terrific. Well, Wayne, welcome on board, and welcome on board at Gold Centre Victoria, and thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Wayne Tobin from B Bendigo on the Wake Up Call.